Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to call this meeting on Monday, February the 19th, 2024 to order. And to start the meeting, I would like to ask Mayor Connors if he would do an invocation and then lead us into the pledge. Would everybody please stand?
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight to thank you for all the wonderful things you have done for us this day. You allowed us to rise early this morning, clothed in our right mind, and allowed us to travel from one place to another, and we're so grateful to say thank you. Now, Lord, tonight as the commissioners go forward and handle the business affairs of Duplin County, we ask you to give them the wisdom and knowledge, give them the insight, and to give them the ability to work in united front. We ask you to remember the county manager as well as assistant county manager as they go forth doing the work that you've called them to do. We ask you tonight, Lord, remember the citizens of this wonderful county. Continue to bless increasing here in our county, and we will always give you the praise and glory for all these things. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let all of God's children say amen.
Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir. Anybody have anything to add or take away from the agenda tonight?
No. You good, D?
No, I do not.
Clerk?
Yes, we need to add to the regular agenda an appointment of a member of the board to the Trillium Advisory Board, which was formerly East Point. If we could, let's add that behind on Mr. McKimmy, Joe McKimmy.
So that would be add on as item number 6. So Joe McKinney is number 5. Is that correct?
So.
That's correct.
Is it?
No, that's not correct.
Okay.
This is correct.
Jay County Manager.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to remove the closed session for personnel from the agenda.
And what is on under item number 6 now? You wanted to remove the original 6?
I don't think there was an original 6.
There was an original 6.
It's just on my copy.
Right.
Okay, I'm sorry. That makes it real simple.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's be perfectly clear. You're adding on item number 6 an appointment for?
To the Trillium Advisory Board.
Okay.
We need a member of the board appointed to that board.
And we're removing the closed session.
Correct.
That's correct.
Commissioners, what's your pleasure?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any further comment? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried. All right. I need an approval for the minutes of the February 5th meeting.
So moved.
Second.
I got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried. All right. Hopefully everybody's looked over the consent agenda. I would like an approval on the consent agenda.
Motion to approve.
I got a motion to approve. Do I have a second?
Second.
Got a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carry. All right. That moves us right on in to item number 1, public comment.
We have had 2 people sign up. The first one is Terry Norris.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. How y'all doing?
I know you're familiar with it, but I need to make sure you understand we got 3 minutes, okay?
Yeah, cut me off. So
I appreciate you allowing me the 3 minutes first, because I'm going to address four issues over a period of 10 months. I'm going to try to appear to every meeting for 10 months. Substance abuse and addiction is the first one, focusing on opioid and fentanyl crisis. Crime and incarceration is number two. Recidivism, which here in Duplin County, with no way to statistically measure it, has been averaged at about 75%. In our jail, and the fourth thing I want to discuss is evidence-based proven solution to all these issues. And if implemented, it could save the county $1.4 million every 3 years, not counting saving countless lives and helping family members and children. The reason I'm wanting to discuss these issues publicly is I've worked 3 years decently in order behind the scenes, but as recent votes and different things have been taken in the 4th Judicial District, I wanted to get them out here and begin a public conversation. So one of the things that that I know is that for me to be able to discuss these issues, most people don't know me. That's number one. And before anybody will give any credibility to any author, I don't care whether it's the Bible or wherever, they always say, well, Paul wrote or Moses said, the author has to have credibility. And I hate that, because I need to give you a little bit of credibility before I continue the next 10 months, so that maybe what I say will be taken with some seriousness, and the issues that I have to discuss are taken with some seriousness. There've always, as I've discussed in the background, there's been issues that I may not understand these four issues. So I want to clear up, maybe some of you know me from Terry Norris. I'm come from Old Country Plowboy in Duplin County. And so I want to clear up some things about me being the author over the next 10 months. And I want to make it public record, because up until now, there is no public evidence that I've tried to address these issues and will continue to address them. And it's not that some of my discussions hadn't been good, because they have. It's just discussions hadn't turned into implementation. My name's Dr. Terry Norris, and I'm founder and executive director of MERV Ministries. I've worked in the field of addiction for 36 years. 24 of those have been professionally and intimately involved. I first worked here in Duplin County and helped develop the Archway East, was one of the first treatment centers Duplin County Mental Health had. I worked for Huey Rhodes. We had a detox center over at Rose Hill, where East Point is right now. I was mentored by him and started that in 87, 89, and then I was one of five handpicked people who got a pardon from the governor in 1989, developed now what we know as the DART program, which is a 300-bed treatment facility.
Can I you summarize? Your 3 minutes is up. Can you summarize real quick?
Yep. In summary, this is it. I have a doctorate's degree, and I have a great education, so over the next 10 months, as I start to talk about a solution to address these four problems, I wanted that on record that I do have the education, the knowledge, the wisdom, and the courtesy to go about this in a decent way. Is that good enough for you?
Thank you.
Okay.
Next we have Brenda Jones.
I'm not going to stand up here and tell you no credibility that I have.
State your name, please.
My name is Brenda Jones. Brenda L. Jones. I graduated from James Key, and I am from this area. I was raised here. I come not on my own. I come as a messenger from the Holy Spirit to let you know I got three words. I got one, two, three. I got five before that, then I got three more words. She says, stop gambling and taking chances. And he said, secure all your schools. No business as usual. Secure all your schools. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, ma'am. Madam Clerk?
That's it.
Okay, that moves us into item number two. Josh Rainer.
Good evening, commissioners. I'm here before you tonight with some of the members of the Airport Commission Board to present this resolution to honor George Futrell and ask for your consideration in dedicating the Duplin County Airport Terminal Building in his memory. I want to share a resolution with y'all, if I may. Resolution in honoring Mr. George H. Futrell. Whereas George H. Futrell was a true aviation enthusiast and dedicated advocate for all things aviation, demonstrating his passion for flying from a young age and following in his father's footsteps to obtain his pilot certificate at the age of 16. And whereas Mr. Futrell furthered his education at Lenoir Community College and the University of Mount Olive, equipping himself with the knowledge and skills necessary to excel in the field of aviation. And whereas Mr. Futrell exhibited an unwavering commitment to the Duplin County Airport, serving as a dedicated employee for 34 years and playing an instrumental role in its growth and success as its director and as the Duplin County Assistant Manager for 5 years. And whereas Mr. Futrell not only contributed to the development of the Duplin County Airport, but also served as a spiritual leader to his community, providing guidance and support to those around him. And whereas George H. Futrell's expertise and passion for aviation extended beyond his local community, as evidenced by his role as the former North Carolina Airport Association president and his active participation on airport boards and panels. And whereas the Duplin County Airport Commission, recognizing the significant contributions of George H. Futrell, unanimously recommend a resolution to honor his exceptional service to Duplin County. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Duplin County Board of Commissioners extends its heartfelt condolences to the family and friends of George H. Futrell, recognizing the profound impact he had on the aviation community and the county of Duplin. Mr. Futrell's passion and relentless pursuit of progress has resulted in the Duplin County Airport being one of the county's most treasured assets. Be it further resolved that a plaque honoring the life and legacy of Mr. George H. Futrell be prominently displayed at the Duplin County Airport, serving as a testament to his invaluable contributions and as an inspiration to future generations of aviation enthusiasts. May all who pass through his doors be reminded of Mr. Futrell's dedication to making Duplin County Airport one of the brightest stars in the North Carolina aviation landscape.
So. Thank you. I would entertain a motion to adopt the resolution to dedicate the Duplin County Airport Terminal Building to George H. Futrell for his 34 years of service to the airport and authorize me to sign it.
So moved.
I got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous. Thank you. I see that you got several members of the board here. What I would like, if y'all would, to come forward and let's take a picture of the turnout, because all of you that have visited the airport, you knows what George Futrell has done. Every one of you on the airport board, it looks to me like we're missing one member. Maybe two members of the board. I think that shows a lot that the board all showed up tonight for this recognition. Likewise, those of you that knew George Futrell as the assistant county manager also knows his dedication. And we're missing a lot when we lost George, but obviously we know that God needed George. Obviously worse than we needed George, and he'll give us the strength to carry on. And I just would like for the board to come up and line up in front of us, and let's get a picture. Do you have the resolution? I thought you did. So if Josh, if you would hold the resolution and the board would get up in front of this board, we'll all stand up and let's get a picture. I would not be doing George the proper care if I didn't tell you tonight, and this group of people up here can back it up. Our meeting was the third Tuesday of every month, and it was a pork and bean meeting. And George started the pork and bean meeting a long time ago, and we had pork and beans for every one of our board meetings, and Josh has kept it up.
Don't forget about pork chop.
And pork and beans.
Everybody know about the pork chop.
Thank you, sir. Thank y'all.
Thank you, Jim.
Appreciate your service.
You can't hide the pork chop.
Yeah.
Everybody know about the pork chop.
Everybody knows about the pork chop. I mean, it's just pork and beans. That's all. You know, a big, thick pork chop about that big. I mean, about that thick and about that big around. And some beans with it. But it's pork and beans. All right, that brings us to item number 3, Ms. Tracy Simmons, Carnegie.
Good evening, fellow commissioners and chairman. I have a couple of items tonight for you guys. The first one on the agenda, we'll combine them together. The first one is the 2023 Communicable Disease Annual Report, as well as the 2023 Child Fatality Annual Report. So by general statute, both of these reports have to be presented for your review, completed and reviewed and presented to you guys on an annual basis. And so both of those are in your packet, if there's any questions that you may have.
Anybody have any questions?
I do not.
Okay, move on.
Okay. The second agenda request is lengthy, so we'll do it in steps if that's okay with you guys. The first is I'd like to ask for acceptance of the Access Bridge program for COVID-19 vaccines. It's AA-719. It's some state and federal funding. This is to help support operational support for the health department to improve COVID-19 vaccine access for uninsured and underinsured adults through the CDC Bridge Access Program. So first, I'd like to accept the funds for AA-719 in a total of $64,858.
And authorize budget amendment.
Yes, sir.
Pleasure to board.
So moved.
Second.
I got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carry.
Okay. The second request is the approval to create a new public health nurse 2 position at a grade 66 and the approval to create a new foreign language interpreter position at a grade 56. These positions will help support this Bridge to Access program, as well as 65% of the funding for these two positions will be paid by the RFA 411, which was approved December 18th for supporting women's health. And the remaining 35% will be paid for with the access program we just accepted.
Pleasure to board.
Motion to approve.
Second.
I got a motion and a second. Further discussion?
This two positions, that are also these grant funds will cover their...
Yes, sir.
Benefits as
100%
well, right?
Of it will be funded between these two agreement addendas.
And they're aware that the new hirees would be aware that this is a grant-funded position.
That is correct. Okay. Will be included on the job description just like all the other ones have been.
Any more discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Uh-huh.
All opposed, same sign. Carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. That moves us to item number 5. Mr. Joe McKenzie.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
I'm here tonight to get approval for amendment to technical services agreement, but really it's to bring you up to speed on a project. Duplin County received grant funding from the Golden Leaf Foundation. It's a site program to build a water supply well at West Park. And the amount of grant funding that was procured was just short of $1 million. It was $999,150. Their maximum allocation is $1 million. So we advertised the project, and we only received one bidder. And we re-advertised, and we received two bidders. The I provide the bid tabulation to you, but the construction is over budget, considerably over budget. Many of the unit prices I saw were considerably higher than what I was expecting. I'm sure you're aware that everywhere that you turn, there are problems with supply chain issues, inflation, construction prices are through the roof these days. I've had conversations with some of the well contractors, and one of them in particular did not want to bid the project because he did not want to be the prime contractor, meaning that he didn't want to have to deal with the other issues associated with the overall well construction. He didn't want to have to deal with the well house, with the site piping, chemical feed systems, and such. And so I think it would save costs if we could break this contract down into two contracts. One would be exclusively well drilling, and the other contract would deal with well house, site piping, everything else that would make the well complete. It would take substantial drafting to do this work, and so I'm asking for additional compensation in the amount of $3,500 as an additional engineering service so that we can break this project down into smaller components and see if we can save some money in construction costs. I know that the site program, their limit is $1 million. And of course, I have Scotty Summerlin here in the room with me, as well as Jeff Williams. Scotty has reached out to see if Golden Leaf would provide additional funding. But Scotty, I haven't talked to you lately, but I have not seen any response from Golden Leaf.
Crickets.
So, as part of a larger issue, this. Even if we can bring construction costs down, we're still going to be out of budget. I do not know of any other grant funding agencies that would support this type of application. I know that Duplin County does have additional funds in the water fund that could help supplement this project. We could also apply for USDA funding, which they can provide a certain level of grant funding as well. But most of that would be loan. So I'm here tonight to get permission to move forward with rebidding the project as two contracts and see where we land construction-wise.
If we moved then to redoing the contract to get two bids, and you're talking about one of them's well drilling and the other one is the housing and so forth, right?
Yes, sir.
Is the money that we have appropriated, has it got to be divided accordingly, or could you drill the well and then with that money and then put another project for the continuous housing? And
I think I understand your question, and the answer is that we would not have to have one funding source to exclusively pay for one contract over another. The funding source that you currently have would serve to pay for both contracts.
Okay, because I just want to make sure that it hadn't previously been a total project, and we had to be all or none. Because if it had to be all or none, there was not a lot of value in breaking it down.
Yes, sir. I know that you're all busy and you may not have looked at the bid tabulation, but for the well house is basically a 20-foot by 20-foot brick building. And the well house bid item only serves as concrete and masonry. It doesn't have any electrical component to it. And the prices for the well house itself were $316,900, and one was $228,000. So there's a big discrepancy between those two prices. And those prices are they're pretty darn high for a 20 by 20 brick building. So, and I think that if you break it down into two contracts, I think that you'll have more than two bidders. And if there's more competition, then there's more of an advantage there, and that they may lower the prices for the construction of the well. There are plenty of contractors out there that would be willing to do the other work as well.
What size of well was this?
It'll be a 300 gallon per minute well. It's a 10-inch well. Hopefully it'll produce a lot more than 300 gallons per minute, but that's the guarantee.
Okay. Well, it's a pleasure to board.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Is there any advantage to consider increasing the funds to bring about more bidders to participate in the project? Would there be any
The bidders are not aware. I never make the bidder aware of the project budget.
I understand that.
Sometimes they ask, often they will ask, well, what is your anticipated construction budget? And I'm obligated to tell them that. But bidders, now it's public knowledge. They could find out if they wanted to. But I do not reveal to them the total project cost.
But it really wouldn't, in your experience, it wouldn't excite anyone else to.
No, sir.
Okay.
The one problem that you face, I don't want to take too much of your time, but there's, I'd say in the last 5 years, you've had two local well drillers that have basically retired. So there's really only three or four. There's only four well drillers out there right now that are local enough to do this project.
Gotcha.
And only two of them bid. So.
Okay.
But if I'm understanding your thought process, if you get it broke out, the well drillers will be bidding just on well drilling.
Yes, sir.
And then someone else will be bidding on the supply.
Yes, sir.
And you think that will be able to help us get more people involved?
Yes, sir.
And reduce the cost.
Really what it comes down to is there are well drillers that they do not want to be the prime contractor. And they don't want to have to deal with all of the other issues associated with the total construction. And they've come out and said it.
Seems like a whole lot of money for a little bit of work.
And I know that in the past, as I reveal these prices to you, this is not drilling an agricultural well. There's a lot more to it. You have a lot of testing you have to do, and the testing is very expensive. And you have chemical feed systems that you have to have in place as well. Chlorine, polyphosphate.
But let's make it real clear again, if you don't mind, exactly what you're asking for us to approve tonight.
All right, what I'm asking you to approve tonight is to allow me to change the project into two contracts and then advertise for bids in order to reduce construction costs.
And you said that was going to cost us approximately $35,000.
$3,500.
$3,500.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And that's just to do the paperwork.
Yes, sir.
Pleasure to board.
You've been involved in this?
Yes, I've been aware of the project. I was aware of the bids when they were received, that it was had come in over what we expected. I knew that Scotty and Mr. McKimmy were working towards a solution. I think the $3,500 increase to the contract could potentially save the county hundreds of thousands moving forward with this project.
Yes, sir.
Can I
because you're to be big part of getting us this money. Yes, you're willing. I'm going to speak.
You know, and I'll expand a little bit more tomorrow morning. But how important this project is to what we're trying to do long term with our industrial park. Joe did mention that at a previous meeting, 100,000 gallons would be dedicated to West Park, as well as Jeff and I have spoken that side of the county because, and I've also spoke to Joe about our limitations with capacity use rules, that in the grand scheme of things, having $1 million from Golden Leaf is major, and the small amount that Mr. McKinney's asking for, I think is definitely justified. And I think the project really needs to happen with what we're trying to do with economic development and building our industrial parks, building capacity down the road. Then I'll explain a little bit more in product development that we're talking about. But thank you for your consideration.
Okay, well, I'm going to say this to the board. If we don't allow them to split it and get bids, then the project's probably going to die on the vine because the price is unacceptable. So the $3,500 gives us a chance at being able to carry this project forward. But, you know, if you make the decision tonight not to do that, you're probably making the decision tonight to can the project. Not that that's the decision you're making. I'm just saying that, you know, I don't see us being able to do it at the price that he's got.
And this well is critical.
Remove.
Second.
Okay. So I got a motion and a second to accept the and I'm not reading it like it's written here, just to make sure we're straight. Understanding that you're going to break the project down into two parts, and we are passing this pay $3,500 to break it down and rebid it into two different segments.
Yes, sir. Two different contracts.
Okay. That's what y'all made a motion for in a second, correct? I want to make sure.
Yes, sir.
Any further discussion? I'm happy to have plenty of discussion. I want everybody clear, because I think everybody's saying we need it. It just don't look like we can afford it. And I think this is our only chance of being able to make it work. So before we vote, I just want to make sure everybody understands. No more discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Didn't mean to drag it out, but I don't want this project to fail, and, you know, I just hope that this works.
Yes, sir. Well, look at the, you know, if you want to look at the bid tabulations, $10,000 for one valve is pretty exorbitant.
Yes, sir. Okay, that brings us to item number 6. Madam Clerk.
Commissioners, Trillium is, many of you know that East Point, our previous LME MCO, that's local management entity or managed care organization, merged with Trillium to form one organization. They took the Trillium name. So before, you had a representative appointed to East Point. What Trillium is asking is that you appoint a new representative for the Trillium board. Now that East Point has dissolved. And this is to handle, they provide mental health services.
Do we have a volunteer that would like to be that appointee?
I'm afraid I'd fit in.
I do.
Okay. So right now, Mr. Dowd has volunteered. But it's a pleasure to board.
I'll make a motion to appoint Commissioner Dow.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Uh-huh.
All opposed? Mr. Dow, thank you. All right, so we're not having a closed session, so I'd entertain a motion to recess until end of morning.
Mr. Chairman, if I could just make a couple announcements.
Okay.
So I want to let the board know that the rodeo that was held at the Duplin Event Center was a success. We total profit was $26,715.56. The rodeos seem to be very consistent with the profit. I think there was $1 difference between last year and this year. And of course, there were two events held, one the 9th and one the 10th. The Monster Truck Show was also a great success. There were four shows for the Monster Truck Show. All four shows were sold out. We don't have the numbers on that yet, but we expect those soon. The James Sprunt Foundation is hosting their annual casino night on Friday, February 23rd at 7 p.m. The event will be held at the Duplin Country Club. Contributions go directly to impact a James Sprunt Community College student. Tickets are $55 each. For more information on ticket purchases, you can call Taylor Sandlin at 910-275-6152. I want to remind everybody that early voting is underway February 19th through March 1st, Monday through Friday. Hours are 8 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturday, March 2nd from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Election day is Tuesday, March 5th. Polling locations are open from 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. And if you'll give me just a minute. So I'd like to give you the totals thus far. So the totals for both sites are 358 voters thus far. Total for Kenansville is 244. Total for Wallace is 114. Total number of voters today as of 5:45 p.m. just for today is 69 in Kenansville and 40 in Wallace. Any questions about early vote and voting?
Did you say 6:30 to 7?
6:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m.
7:30, okay.
That's Tuesday, March 5th. Early voting is 8 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Any other questions? So just a few more updates. Transportation, only thing holding up the certificate of occupancy is striping the parking lot. We expect that to happen this week. We should receive the certificate of occupancy shortly thereafter. The Senior and Veteran Services Center is on schedule. Things are going well with that project. The Animal Services Center, the final touches, punch list stuff, that's underway. We expect the CO the first week of March. The detention center processes are moving forward. We're processing an RFP for a commissioning agent. You may see that advertised in the paper. We're moving forward with ECS for environmental processes for the environmental assessment, the NEPA review, if required, and for the special inspections. Carrie and I are moving forward with the red leg programs through the electrical cooperatives and the state. Mosley is preparing an AIA construction contract for Daniels and Daniels for Tim's review. So I'm happy to answer any questions about any of those things or any other thing that you have questions about.
Anybody got questions?
The animal shelter, you said we would be in there when?
First week or two of March.
Okay. Pretty close.
Like they're really down to punch list kind of stuff. You know, touch up the paint, fix this here, fix that there. So we expect the CO the first 2 weeks.
Anything else?
Meeting in the morning starts at 7.
Yes, it does.
7 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
All right. I'd entertain a motion to recess until February 20th at 7 o'clock a.m. for a joint meeting with Economic Development at James Sprunt Community College, Boyette Building, room 113. Got a motion? Got a second?
Second.
Got a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Carrie, see you in the morning.